job continues to decline with performance quotas that have been set by employers and the stress on the job that includes filling prescriptions and working with patients to find the best medication for them, along with what's covered by insurance. In the results of the survey, they show that pharmacy workers in retail situations, though paid the same as their independent or hospital pharmacist counterparts, were far less satisfied with their pay and benefits for the job. According to the Kansas Pharmacists Association, many of the retail workers are planning a walkout starting at CVS locations in Kansas City.
A message from Cover Kansas. Don't lose Medicaid coverage in 2023. CanCare members need to update and verify their contact information. If your address with CanCare is not up to date, you could lose Medicaid or CHIP coverage this year. Go to cancare.ks.gov and click the red chat icon to update or verify your info today. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for my friends at Lone Star Transfer. If booking your timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's recently been almost impossible. They have had the pleasure of helping thousands illegally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Now, Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing. Call my good friends for a free, no-obligation consultation. 833-594-0075. They're online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
We're just a couple of days into the year of 2024, but consumers across the state of Kansas say that they've already seen their groceries drop down from that 4% sales tax down to 2% that started on New Year's Day yesterday. And with many shoppers going to the stores yesterday, they say they're getting mixed reviews on whether they're noticing the lower prices.
I think it's so important, and I wish we could do as much as we can to make groceries a basic need more affordable.
Now that I think about it, that seems a little cheaper, but I don't think so. I can't feel it. Really.
I think over time, you may not notice it in just one time of shopping, but it's a little change. I think it's a good start.
An audio from Cake News is the sales tax went down from 4% down to 2% starting at yesterday and down from the original 6.5% in the state with the goal to lower sales tax to zero by 2025. According to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, she says the sales tax reduction will save roughly $150 million in taxes for the year for consumers.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Association of Public Employees Union has announced that the Nebraska Commission of Industrial Relations has ruled in their favor regarding a union's motion to put a pause on Governor Jim Pillen's executive order ending their work-from-home mandates for state employees. KETV reports that according to a statement from the Nebraska Association of Public Employees, they say, quote, it means that their life is not upended right now. It means that they have a voice at negotiating table, which is what the legislature gave us in 1987 when they passed the State Employees Collective Bargaining Act. According to the motion from the union, they say that ending the remote work for state employees would mean that state employees would bring up a lot of changes and challenges, including child care centers and fear of increase in demand for care as waiting lists remain long across the state. The union filed the motion for the temporary relief earlier in December, with the hearing officially happening on December 21st. The case regarding the governor's executive order will continue to move forward in hearings. Mid-America Network News.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty Eck Ford. Just say yes. Choose from our huge inventory of over 400 pre-owned vehicles, many priced $20,000 or less. Just say yes. Zero down delivers. Choose up to 40 vehicles with monthly payments of $339 per month with no money down. Over 400 used vehicles to choose. Yes. Zero down delivers. Yes. Payments as low as $339 per month. Yes! Hurry into Rusty Eck Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2019 Fusion P1888, sale price $19,655, 72 months at 6.75% APR, $0 down with approved credit, subject to prior sale offers, cannot in 2024.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at their last meeting approved year-end transfer of funds, including $650,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $20,000 from Emergency Management to the Emergency Management Capital Outlay Fund, $100,000 from the Sheriff to the Sheriff's Capital Outlay, and $150,000 from the Sheriff to Capital Improvement Fund. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve a Hall Brothers bid for 12th Road Overlay in the amount of $893,000 and a Hall Brothers bid for Onyx Seal on 3.5 miles of the Winifred Road and 3.5 miles on the Landfill Road in the amount of $167,000. The county appraiser explained the valuation process for heavy trucks. Directive is given by property valuation to use market or retail value in the Price Digest Value Guide. The motion was approved with U.S. Imaging for digitizing records in the Register of Deeds office for $248,000. Gage County Board of Supervisors met last Wednesday, conducting mostly routine business. Committees meet January 8th, the next regular supervisors meeting January 10th. Planning and zoning will meet January 16th or 18th, and the Gage County Township meeting is scheduled February 8th. Marysville City Council met last week approving a $14,000 study of water and sewer rates with a goal of establishing a more sufficient capital outlay program for improvements and better fund water and sewer projects through usage fees as opposed to sales tax funding. On a related track, approval was given to pursue a state grant for up to $1.4 million toward the lagoon project upgrade, which is being done. It's understood that funding is available retroactively and may be funded at a reduced amount to the request, pending limited funds available. Mayor Todd Fry has spoken with a developer who has expressed interest in exploring options for the Kester Block and could relieve the city of landlord responsibilities and further development of currently vacant space on the upper floors. Fry urged transparency with any conversations and asked for and received council consent that he and the city administrator further the conversation. Discussion included the potential for updating restrooms in the city park. That matter was referred to the Parks and Recreation Committee for consideration and may be a candidate for Pony Up Match Day funding as a future fundraising option. Council also discussed the option of moving forward in exploring grant and or historic tax credit funding for the WPA Chapel in the city cemetery, which is currently used for storage. Mayoral appointments were approved, including Curtis Spicer to the Airport Advisory Committee, Valerie Prell, Debbie Henderson, and Shannon Borgman to the Cemetery Board, April Spicer and Woody Wallstrom for second terms, as well as Danny Ackerman and Kelsey Smith to Convention and Tourism, Jeff Christ to the Kester Block Advisory Board, and reappointment of Dan Ballman as Fire Chief, Joe Pilsel Deputy, and Assistant Chief Alex Rombach.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, ribs with kraut, seasoned potatoes, mixed vegetables, and plums. Tomorrow, chicken Alfredo, French bread, green beans, and cranberry sauce.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. More sunshine Thursday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Some flurries may continue throughout the day on Friday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. And flurries continue throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying cloudy throughout the day Saturday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, before another chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Cloudy again on Sunday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and rain and snow showers continue throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature this time early January, 39 degrees. Record high on this date, 64. Record low, negative 18. Sunrise this morning at 7:49. Sunset this evening at 5:13. Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house. Reflections in Marysville, as always,
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Omaha Central, Centralia, and Axtell High School students who continually strive to be the very best in FFA, speech, band, choir, FBLA, and so many other areas. Keep up the good work. From Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, with over 50 years of service. Homus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Omaha Central students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a pat on the back. Good luck at events this week from Homus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck, and trailer repair.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Semifinal action in the college football playoffs. Top-ranked Michigan tangling with number 4 Alabama. The Wolverines had to rally late to get to overtime. The Maize and Blue struck first. A Blake Corum 17-yard touchdown run. The Crimson Tide looked to answer. Fourth and goal from a 3.
Milroe puts a man in motion. Empty backfield. Low snap. Quarterback run up the middle.
Yeah!
He's not going to make it!
The call on Learfield. Michigan wins 27-20 in overtime. In the other semifinals, second-ranked Washington and number 3 Texas were tied at 21 after a half. In the third quarter, the Huskies scored 10 points, held a 6-point lead late in the fourth. The Longhorns tried to rally, fourth and 11 from the 13 with 1 second left.
To advance to the national championship game, Ewers lobs it up, and it is incomplete!
The call on ESPN, Washington holds on to win 37-31. They'll meet Michigan next Monday night in Houston for the championship. It will be 1-2 and a matchup of 2 undefeated teams. NBA, the West-leading T-Wolves were in New York taking on the Knicks. The T-Wolves cut New York's 16-point fourth-quarter lead to 4 when Julius Randle said, enough.
Brunson for Randle, fake the lob. Eight to shoot, drives right into the lane. Randle spinning, throws it up, and hits.
The call on ESPN New York. Knicks hold on to beat the T-Wolves 112-106. Nuggets crush the Hornets 111-93. Clippers drub the Heat 121-104. Pacers beat the Bucks 122-113. And the Jazz blew out the Mavs 127-90. NHL Winter Classic in Seattle this year. The Kraken shut out the Golden Knights 3-0. Baseball, Rays shortstop Wander Franco was arrested in the Dominican Republic in an investigation of an alleged relationship with a minor. This is ABC Sports.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn.
The Jayhawks, the Runnin' Rebels. It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
Bean claps his hands from the gun, takes a hand off the high shot, wide, wide open. He's got a man. It's Luke Grimm. Touchdown, Kansas. Home run ball over the top. Grimm's got it at the 25-yard line. It's a home run hit at Chase Field.
Ayava wrestled and throws low. Is it picked off? Yes. Intercepted. Craig Young's got it. Here goes LJ down the left sideline. Cuts it back at the 25-20. He's going. Lawrence Arnold to the end zone.
The final 3 seconds drip off the clock, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win the first bowl victory in 15 years for the Kansas Jayhawks.
The Kansas Jayhawks, the 2023 Guaranteed Rate Bowl champions.
You, the Jayhawk listeners all across Jayhawk Nation, deserve this. Deserve this.
The Wildcats, the Wolfpack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl, live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida.
There's the snap to him. He retreats, throws it over the middle. Wide open is Giddens. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Pater, Wildcat touchdown. Good snap from Plattner, and K-State will fake it and run. Fakes to throw, runs to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line, to the touchdown mark. Touchdown, Wildcats. There's the snap, and Armstrong to throw. Hammered. He is hit and dropped by B.J. Payne. Back to throw, Armstrong into the middle. That throw is intercepted. It's picked off by Jacob Parrish. And the Wildcats have knocked off NC State, our final, 28-19.
The Kansas State Wildcats. The 2023 Pop-Tarts Bowl champions.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Washington County at Valley Heights. Hanover is home to Lynn. Frankfort tips off at Donovan West. Axtell's at Onega. And Southern entertains Freeman.
Wildcat fans, be sure to order your $30 t-shirt ticket package to this year's Sunflower Showdown when your K-State women's basketball team hosts KU on Saturday, January 20th. Packages include a K-State lavender long sleeve t-shirt plus a ticket to the KU game. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville have a pair of Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickups, 2023 and 24 models. They have a Silverado 1500 model two-door work truck and a new 2024 Chevy Equinox. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Tuesday, January 2nd of 2024, and at this time, on these mornings, it's time for the Larry Steckline Report. Good morning, Larry.
One of the biggest questions for 2024 comes from the cattlemen. Something's not adding up. Everybody thought we'd be short of cattle. My gosh, we're not even indicating that at all, even though cow and heifer slaughter still indicates continued herd liquidation. Can you believe that? After this major year of disaster for so many, many cattlemen, I feel so sorry for them. I went to an auction just not too long ago. I saw some of the most beautiful cows with little baby calves beside them sell. And the reason? Still no water. No water in the ponds. No water in the creeks. We may have that problem to face come springtime yet. Here's something interesting. If you look at the figures that USDA sends out, we're down 3.6% year over year total head. Smallest beef cow total since 1962. That was at the start of this year. And the report included an inventory of beef replacement heifers that were down 5.8%, almost 6% from the previous year as well. So the mamas are going, where's the kids coming from? I got to tell you, it's mind-boggling. You take a look at the number of cattle slaughtered, they are, friends, continuing strong. And the slaughter numbers are heavy, almost as heavy as any time in the past 10 years. So all in all, we've got some things to really study there. And that's what we'll do in the coming weeks. And we'll let you know here on the Steklon Report what other people are thinking too. See you then.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steklon Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steklon Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse
Trailer. Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many producers in the swine industry have experienced unfavorable times. K-State swine specialist Mike Tokash recaps hardships that have taken place for people raising pigs this year. He discusses what financially many involved in the pork market have endured in 2023.
We've had a combination of things occurring on the economic front. First and probably foremost is prices have obviously gone up. Inflation has hit the cost of everything, just like it has for all industries, but it particularly hit the swine industry with not only the cost of all of the normal goods that they use, but feed cost is our biggest cost by far. It's roughly 60 to 70% of the cost of production. And so with high soybean meal and corn prices this year, the feed cost for producers was quite high throughout the year. And you couple that with a relatively low market price as compared to where the feed prices were at. So producers have really gone through a year of pretty sustained losses in 2023.
He says how people have worked to change the footprint of the industry.
Yeah, that's a interesting one, and some of the National Pork Board information shows that we use about 75% less land today than what we used, so when I was a kid, to raise pigs for the same pig. And then we also have about 25% water that's used, and you put it all together, the carbon footprint that is becoming more popular for some people to measure is down around 10% reduction in carbon footprint for the swine industry, and that is moving down very fast as we've really, people have shifted some of their focus onto it and trying to figure out how to best utilize byproducts and diets that help you lower that carbon footprint even faster.
There are opportunities that Tokash encourages producers to pay attention to hopefully provide stability.
Well, it's a good news, bad news situation, and obviously it's a sobering one for producers in terms of the bottom line that they're facing. Is obviously the losses this year have not been very pleasing to be in the pork industry on the production side. The good side of it is we always say with the pig industry is whenever you have a dark cloud, there's always a sunshine's coming around the corner, and it looks like in the futures we would expect that we would start return to profitability sometime in mid-2024, and we want producers to make sure they take advantage of pricing opportunities when those arise, to make sure they protect themselves on a risk management basis. But then the productivity side has really been one of the strengths of the industry, and just how much more productive we are today than we were in the past, and I don't see that slowing down.
That was K-State swine specialist Mike Tokash on what pig producers can do to hopefully have a better year financially in 2024. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
Sparkling wine or champagne that has gone flat shouldn't go down the drain. We will share some alternative uses today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 2nd, the second day of the year. Sci-fi author Isaac Asimov was born on this day, and a national 55-mile-per-hour speed limit went into effect 50 years ago today. Still have some leftover bubbly from New Year's Eve? Uncorked champagne goes flat quickly, but you can still make use of it around the home. Try these clever ideas. It's said to be a refreshing and detoxifying skin toner. Dab some on a cotton pad and wipe across your face. Champagne will give your shoes a shiny finish after applying shoe polish. It cuts the fat in the polish, allowing leather's natural color to shine through. And there are all kinds of cooking uses. Try adding some to your scrambled eggs to make them extra fluffy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action tonight to kick off 2024 as the Kansas State Wildcats are back at home in Lawrence to take on Chicago State with their tip-off at 7 p.m. Their last game was during Christmas break on Thursday, December 21st, as they took on the Wichita State Shockers at home with their victory 69-60. So far, Kansas State has struggled, but no conference games have been played so far as they're sitting towards the bottom of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 9-3 their overall record. At the same time, the Kansas Jayhawks were in action over the weekend right before the New Year's celebration as they were at home in Manhattan as they took on Wichita State and won 86-67, keeping them in that number two slot nationwide. In the game, it was a big win for Hunter Dickinson, having 22 points and 13 rebounds throughout the game. Kevin McCullough Jr. added 20 points to the scoreboard with the second-ranked team, having their first matchup against Wichita State for their in-state rivalry in nearly 9 years. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Foreigner Farewell Tour continues March 1st at Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Foreigner says goodbye in a night of hit after hit. Friday, March 1st. Tickets available at 7clans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charged by phone 866-966-1777. Foreigner returns to Newkirk. 7clans First Council Casino Resort. Don't miss it.
The Kansas City Chiefs for the eighth year in a row top off the AFC West as the champions for the subconference after their victory on Sunday on New Year's Eve, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals and winning 25-17. It was a comeback win after the Cincinnati Bengals went into the half winning by 3 points after putting 14 points on the board in the second quarter before the Kansas City Chiefs ended up shutting them out in the second half, putting a field goal on the board for the third quarter and 9 points on by the end of the game. Kansas City finished the game with a total of 373 yards for the entire game, including 241 passing yards from Patrick Mahomes and 132 yards in rushing, averaging out 7 yards per play throughout the game. The victory for the AFC West Conference does leave just one more game for the regular season coming up this Sunday, as the Chiefs are away taking on the Chargers with a kickoff on Sunday at 3:25. They say so far, with the wild cards still in action, they're unclear of what the playoffs may look like moving forward. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Washington County at Valley Heights. Hanover is home to Lynn. Frankfort tips off at Donova West. Axtell's at Onega. And Southern entertains Freeman.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 41. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles.